Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. 855-993-7569. I am here to answer any of your questions about anything that comes up in your life, in your head, in your kitchen. You know, listen, I'm an equal room opportunity, whatever, psychologist. Okay, 855-993-7569. So I was trying to decide what to do about this. I had told Trevor that I was doing this this thing, which is, I suppose, for lack of a better term, it's a very 80s term, but kind of a happening, because it's not really theater. It's kind of dinner theater, but dinner theater around here is really different than, I think, dinner theater in most parts of the world. Although I haven't been to a whole lot of dinner theater. I think I was at dinner theater a bunch of years ago, like in Florida or something. I was on a, I think a speaking engagement. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but where you went and had dinner, and then they did kind of a, maybe like a Broadway theater thing. I don't remember it very well. This had nothing to do with it. It's in the Paramount Hotel. It's called Queen of the Night. And I tell you, because it may come to a place near you, although the venue itself, Trevor, I had sort of told Trevor I was going to do it, and so I sent him the invitation. He thought it sounded pretty cool, so he said, well, how did it go? And I said, all right, I'll tell you on the air. So let me tell you the phone number first. So if psychologist of the night or the day is really what you prefer, 855-993-7569. So it's in, you go down into this, the bowels of this, I guess, a very old hotel. It's a beautiful, beautiful room. The only unpleasant part of the entire thing is they said to be there, because I'm press, at 7:15. So I got there at 7:15, and they made me wait in line, I know, what a princess, till almost 7:45, number one. Number two, they let in huge groups of people beforehand, and the doorman was one of those people that, you know, nobody ever picked for Red Rover in second grade, and so he was taking it out on everybody, and he was just nasty. To the extent that I said something to the people, I said, you know, you really, and I thought there was going to be a riot, because it wasn't just me. He got, there were some people that he let in, and some people that he didn't, without any explanation, and people, that makes people really unhappy. So, and which is a very stupid way of dealing with people before they're supposed to have this wonderful experience. So, anyway, but he's done. Will should have gotten his badge number. He wasn't wearing a badge. He was very well dressed and very unpleasant, and yelling at people, including me. All right, so you go down and you descend, and they give you this little present from the queen, and mine looks like a silver spoon, and I guess that's the point, although I suppose one could look at it as a spoon that was used for something else, but I prefer to use it, so see it as a silver spoon. And apparently, I went to the website this morning to find out about how they do it, and the idea is that it's this kind of dark space with these kind of weird, like they had one, it looks like cobwebbies, and it's supposed to be really decadent looking, but it is so smart. They like have stacked wine glasses, and they've obviously put some fake dust on them. And when you get into the venue itself, it's all lit by neon. It's very dark. It's very lit by neon, to the extent that a couple of people were having trouble on the stairs. You go down, I think, 3 or 4 flights of stairs. And then there's this gorgeous bar, and in the place where you check in, you have to wait, because depending on which level you are, they take you to different places. And so they have you wait there, and behind this plexiglass screen is a woman, essentially, that is, if not naked, at least pretty darn close, with a veil on and writing on the plexiglass. It's a very bizarre kind of thing. But the people, I was trying to figure out this morning how many people were involved with it. And I counted up, just the performers, maybe 30 people. And then there's the bar staff, the wait staff. So I would guess that there are at least 40 people involved in this. And it's not only that there are 40 people involved, it's that everybody is
gorgeous.
I mean, and the costumes are very weird. They're mostly black and white, and they're sort of, they come off and on, and their wigs that come off and on, and the queen is in this mermaid thing with the crown, and she stands, and people are brought to her. I mean, it's this very strange experience, and they tell people that you're supposed to come dressed to please the queen. So there was this one guy in tails, and with a curly mustache and a top hat, and his date had this beautiful flower dress on, and there were other people who looked like flappers. So it was really, it was kind of a combination of almost like Halloween and a happening and a theatrical experience. And I don't know, I talked a couple of years ago when Sleep No More opened, which is kind of this interactive thing where small groups of people wander through, and it's a reenactment of Macbeth. But instead of being on the stage, the actors move from level to level, and the audience, which is, no one talks, we're all in masks, so you can't see anybody. So these kind of weird experiences, somebody obviously read the psychological study that said that people remember experiences more than gifts. It is not an inexpensive thing. The people are uniformly gorgeous, uniformly talented. Even the master of ceremonies does acrobatics. So it's a common, it's got Cirque du Soleil stuff in it, people hanging from chandeliers and doing all these fancy juggling tricks and jumping through hoops. And then it's got this kind of decadent queen and a pretender to the throne and a love story that's involved with a triangle and men and women kind of hugging and kissing. And I mean, it's just, it's a little hard to explain. And if you're thinking, oh my goodness, it's sounds awful, then don't go to this. But if you're thinking, wow, that sounds like a really unusual experience, and people are chosen from the audience, and nothing awful happens to anybody from the audience, and the audience is all moving around, and on this huge stage, they have a stage with like that a runway that comes out very far, and they have these stacked chairs that are stacked very artistically, and it turns out that one group of people are going to be sitting in tables and chairs that don't exist yet. So, and at the end, I mean, everything is done so beautifully. When they get the chairs down, they actually pass them along like a Chinese fire drill. But it's all done in terms of music, and I mean, it's an extraordinary experience. It's very sexy. It's very smart. It's, as I said, it's not inexpensive. And there were some people that were completely liquored up. I mean, just completely. And I suspect there were a couple of people there who were not with necessarily their spouses. And the part of the difference in terms of the cost is whether or not there's an open bar. But there's wine on everybody's table, and it's a dinner. And the dinner is set up beautifully as well. I mean, everything is just done very, very well in a way that you would never think about. And so at our table, they brought this, and the food comes out mostly after most of the acrobatics and stuff is done, the kind of performance stuff, which goes on the entire evening, goes on from the moment you walk in to the moment you walk out. But the bulk of it, because usually you eat first and then there's a performance, or there's a performance you're eating during the performance. This was mostly the performance. And then the way they bring the food out is gorgeous as well. And some people had, you know, a huge hunk of lamb, and our table had a skewer, this beautiful skewer with chicken on it, and nobody knew what to do with it, but I went to medical school, so I ended up carving up the chicken for everybody. You have to get it off the skewer first, which apparently most people had not figured out. And the food itself was really good, like they had a kale salad, and the dessert, I'm not going to tell you what the dessert is in case you go, but you can imagine if I loved it what it must be. But how it was served, I figured out a whole new way of serving dessert, a whole new way. So Queen of the Night, if you're going to be in, I don't know if it travels or not, it could, and just pick different venues, but this venue was particularly gorgeous because it has to have high ceilings, because they do the Cirque du Soleil kind of acrobatic stuff and the sheets and whatever. But gorgeous people, sexy bodies, interaction with the audience, good food, an experience. I mean, I think it's going to be really popular with like bridal parties and stag parties and things like that. And it's, I mean, it's just really an extraordinary experience. You could, and so, you know, I've already got Trevor sort of champing at the bit, right? Drooling about it a little bit.
Sounds like a blast.
Well, it is. I mean, it's really fun. Oh, and there's dancing. That you get to dance either with the staff or with your date or anybody else, I guess, that you want. 855 All right, call and tell me about what's going on in your nights. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In all right, first time this pianist with you, as I always am. if you thought, I could have sworn I heard her talk about Queen of the Night earlier, you're exactly right. Let me just tell you what happened. Because God bless Manny. He doesn't panic. I don't panic. But my computer and the internet both went down like seconds, like 2 minutes, like 30 seconds, less than that, before we're supposed to go on the air. And Manny is very careful about checking things. I am very careful about checking things. But when something happens, you know, with 3 seconds to go, it doesn't make any difference how many times you've checked it before. And I would love to blame Manny, because I'd certainly love to blame anything other than the universe, which makes me feel powerless. But I actually think that this may be me as a lightning rod for sort of whatever the universe is handing out, in that my daughter was around, so I rented a car, and I took her to the airport. She was around for the weekend, and I took her to the airport, and the battery died on the car. Luckily, it died after I took her to the airport, and it didn't die at the airport. It died, I ran an errand after I dropped her off, and it died. And it was 90 degrees, and you call up the people. I will not mention the name of the company because I guess I'm feeling generous. It wasn't there. I mean, you can't help when a battery dies. And so I called them up, and it's 90 degrees. I'm in a parking lot, and they said it would take about an hour, and it took them about 40 minutes. So they did better than their estimate. Guy couldn't have been nicer. Charged the battery. And I said, because I am not completely unaware of things like batteries in life, I said, well, you know, does this mean that the battery is okay, or does that mean that it needs to be replaced? He said, can't really tell. If I were you, I wouldn't stop. So I got home, and so I called up the rental company, and they said, bring it to the airport. And I said, no. You know, I've already wasted, airport's at least a good 40 minutes away, maybe longer than that. And I wasn't sure it would start. And, you know, not to mention, I'd already been standing, you know, there's nothing like standing in a parking lot when it's 90 degrees with a dead car battery to help you understand that I don't want to play anymore. So they were actually pretty nice about it. And so they brought me a new car, which took another couple of hours, which we will negotiate soon. But so I have a new car with presumably a battery. It works. The internet is still down, but we connected it in. I called downstairs and said, help, I need an IT guy. So we connected it to another source. So that seems to be working okay. So, but the point was in all this is that Manny is looking at the clock and saying, where is she? And I'm trying desperately to connect. So I finally called Manny. We finally figured out how to do this. But he 30 seconds earlier, I probably would have been starting the program. So if you were thinking, I could have sworn she talked about Queen of the Night. And it's a really wonderful experience, but I'm not sure it's wonderful to talk about three times or twice in 3 weeks. So that's why if you're thinking, what's going on here? And I am live. I'm a little, I'm actually okay. I mean, because, you know, I think that's the point in this life, is that something is always likely to go wrong, right? It's Murphy's Law. And if it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong at the worst possible second, right? I mean, if it had gone wrong an hour beforehand, I would have had enough time to check it. And I did check earlier. But if it goes wrong, you know, with 10 seconds to go, man, you know, you're up a creek, essentially. So that's why Manny said, okay, let's, you know, grab something, which he did. So God bless Manny. And he did grab it, and it's fine. And so there we are. Today in history is almost as, I mean, today, this seems like an appropriate day in history because it's exactly what's going on, right? In 1495, they invented scotch. Now, if I drink, I would see some resonance in that, but I still see. Mary Dyer was hanged for defying the law banning Quakers in 1660. You can see there's a trend here. James Madison asked Congress to declare war on the United Kingdom in 1812 today. Right? Are you getting the idea that Mercury is retrograde and has been always on this day? Always? Right? Yeah. 1831, James Clark Ross became the first European at the magnetic North Pole. Yeah, well, okay. William Walker conquered Nicaragua. So Nicaraguans were not having a good day in 1855 either. The Census Bureau, Herman Hollerith's tabulating machine, counted census for the first time. So I don't know if that's good or bad. New Zealand's first television broadcast commenced at 7:30 from Auckland. All right, so and it was probably supposed to start at 7 o'clock, right? 1960. I believe that, right? I believe that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's that kind of day. The Pickington Committee on Broadcasting concludes that the British public did not want commercial radio broadcasting. So there you go. Well, tough.
Hmm.
Yeah, take that. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band by the Beatles was released, which I guess is worth noting. The Heimlich Maneuver was published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine in 1974. See, that seems to me consistent, because if you're going to publish the Heimlich Maneuver, it means someone needs the Heimlich Maneuver.
Right.
I just needed the Heimlich Maneuver. It wasn't that I was choking. I just couldn't be heard, right? have you ever been around somebody who was choking?
No, I actually have not. I mean, a baby, yeah, but I mean, not like an adult.
No, like an adult. It's right. A truly scary thing. I will tell you two stories about it, because today is National Heimlich Maneuver Day as well. And everybody should know how to do it. And you should, if you live by yourself, you should also know how to do it. You can do it with a chair. The idea is to lodge something under your diaphragm, which is right underneath your rib cage, and push forcibly, because it forces air up into your throat, which will dispel forcibly, displace whatever's there, so you'll be able to breathe. The first time, it happened to me once, personally, and someone Heimlich'd me. And because my problem is that I don't eat when I'm on the air. So on a break, somebody just said, "Here, try this." And, you know, I was in a hurry, so I didn't chew it well. And one of the guys Heimlich'd me. You know, I'm just pointing to my throat, which is what you're supposed to do, and turning quite blue. And he Heimlich'd me, and sure enough, came popping out. I was in a restaurant with a guy, steakhouse. Both the other two times were both steakhouses, and he was choking. And I know how to do the Heimlich, and I've actually practiced it. And I mean, it's one I don't even remember if I learned it in medical school. I think I learned it before that, just because, you know, it's something to know, because it makes it, you know, probably when, remember Mama Cass died on a chicken sandwich? I think that's what, which I think was in the late 60s, early 70s. That's when I decided I should know how to do a Heimlich, and I learned. So he was, and what was amazing to me is how long it took me to respond. And I'm talking like maybe 10 seconds as opposed to immediately, because you don't know if he's kidding and you don't want to embarrass him. You know, and I Heimlich'd him and he was okay. But it was amazing that it took me that, you know, that 10 seconds to process it as opposed to doing it immediately. And the other time was I was in a very fancy, very famous New York steakhouse, and a woman was choking. And the waiter came over and Heimlich'd her. And everything was okay. And I said, "How much did she tip you?" And she stiffed him. And I went on the air the next day and said, "How much is your life worth? How much would you pay for a Heimlich? Let's put that on. What's your life worth?" All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm live, and I want to hear from you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-37569. All right, thanks to my smartphone, I now know, as of about, 10 minutes ago, the Supreme Court ruled that an online rant is free speech. All right? They said it was close, but it wasn't. It was closely watched, but it was 7-2. And it basically focused, obviously, on free speech, First Amendment rights. Anthony Alonis, a Pennsylvania man who used Facebook to make a series of violent rants against his wife and others, citing the rapper Eminem and using hip-hop lyrics. He claimed his rants did not amount to true threats and that his comments were jokes and a form of free speech protected by the First Amendment. The court sided with Alonis, finding that simply using a reasonable person standard was inadequate for conviction. Prosecutors must show that the writer in question actually meant the words to be threatening. The problem about that kind of reasoning is how do you prove that somebody meant something threatening unless they actually hurt you, right? If someone says, I could just kill you, and they have a gun, and if they say, I could just kill you, is that a threat? Supreme Court probably says no. If they have a gun and it's not loaded. See, I think this is a very slippery slope, because basically, in order to prove that it was a threat, they have to have harmed you. I don't know about this. Federal criminal liability generally does not turn solely on the results of an act without considering the defendant's mental state. Man, I told you I got thrown off a jury because I said figuring out somebody's mental state is almost impossible. That it's hard enough for us to know our own mental state as opposed to a jury knowing it. Said that understanding took deep and early root in American soil, and the Congress left it intact. I think this, and I'm, look, I'm certainly as much an advocate of free speech as anybody. I'm going to have a talk show, right? And my run-ins about free speech have been, have been several. And I would certainly maintain, but I don't threaten people. And I don't say, I don't say that people should do violent things. But I've had my issues, or it's not my issues with free speech, it's my boss's issues with free speech, have fallen into several categories. And one is just what words I'm allowed to say. And I've never used the seven, and I'm not going to tell you what the seven are. Thank you, George Carlin. But I've used anatomically correct terms and gotten in some kind of trouble for it occasionally. But if you're helping people to deal with sexual issues, referring things to your Wawa seems to be kind of offsetting any possible credibility I would ever have. So I use, anatomically correct terms. I know it sounds like a Barbie doll, right? Anatomically correct. All right. So, and I've also gotten in minor trouble for opposing someone else's viewpoints about some of the issues that affect, our country. And I've only gotten I've gotten fired over them once, and would happily do it again. Well, not necessarily happily. I would do it again. Getting fired does not make me happy. What can I tell you? But I still think trying to figure out somebody's... Look, there's no question about my mental set when I say these things. I say them sincerely. But they're not violent. They're not saying, okay, if you don't agree with me, then you should be struck by lightning. Or, I don't even want to issue a threat. I don't even want to issue a pretend threat. When you're talking about violence, I think that there should be, it seems to me, less leeway than when you're talking about politics. When you're encouraging people to do, or you're making statements that include threats of violence, I think it should be a somewhat different standard than political points of view that are just different. And other people may view them as a threat to our way of life, but a threat to our way of life is different than a threat to life. And I think the Supreme Court is not making that distinction, but that's just me. They declined to set down a sweeping policy statement about free speech and internet. Instead, decided the case in a more narrow legalistic fashion by noting the law in question did not explain what mental state should be required for conviction. Alito disagreed, saying the court chose to duck a difficult issue. Well, they did. The court's disposition of this case is certain to cause confusion and serious problems. Attorneys and judges need to know which mental state is required for conviction. This case squarely presents that issue, but the court provides only a partial answer. This will have regrettable consequences. The outcome is likely to prove disappointing to a variety of groups who had hoped the Supreme Court could use the case to address issues like internet free speech, online hate directed against women. The facts of this case, which involved Alonis writing fantasies about killing FBI agents and school shootings, appeared to be tailor-made for such a ruling, and the hearing itself involved the Supreme Court justice quoting Eminem and addressing threats to spouses. These harder questions will have to wait for another day. I don't know. I'm not sure I'd want to be a Supreme Court justice, to be quite honest. I don't know that I'd want that responsibility. But once you've got that responsibility, it seems to me that maybe you need to take it seriously. I don't know. We'll put it up on Facebook and see what people think about it. Look, we've gotten in the habit, and it's not that we've gotten, I think, careless per se. It's just that we count on Facebook. We use Facebook, but our choice is always to hear from you. All right. We'd much rather hear from you and hear your little voice than see your little typing. And certainly we'd rather see your typing than nothing at all. But we'd always love to hear from you. Okay. 855-993-7569. The only other thing that really does fall into my my sense that today is a lightning will strike you day is that, well, the CNN became started broadcasting, which I suppose in theory doesn't actually fall into that category, but my description of CNN has always been impossibly beautiful women giving you impossibly bad news. So I suppose it does fall into that, right? George H.W. Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev signed a treaty to end chemical weapon production. That's a good thing. But here's another one that says that that today is a day that we should perhaps be a little careful historically, currently, and going forward. General Motors filed for Chapter 11 on this day in 2009. It was the fourth largest United States bankruptcy in history. Mm. But I think, didn't they sort of come back? Didn't they repay their debt?
Yeah, they kind of rebounded fairly well.
Let's see what it says here. Let's see if it says what they did or if they did. And understanding my computer is a little wonky today because it's the kind of day that makes wonky computers. Let's see. What's an Alpheon? Have you ever heard of an Alpheon?
I have not. I feel like I should know what that is, but
it's one of the 13 brands that they make. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Holden. Have you ever heard of a Holden?
I've never heard of a Holden.
I haven't either. Maybe it's in other countries. HSV, Opel, Vauxhall, I think, is a British car. Wuling, Bajun. These have got to be foreign, is what they're just called in other countries. A Jiefeng. They own 77% stake in GM Korea. Has a number of joint ventures, including Shanghai GM. One in China, one in Russia, one in Pakistan. I didn't know all these. It doesn't say whether... It said led global vehicle sales for 77 consecutive years from 1931 through 2007. Wow. Longer than any other automaker. Currently among the world's largest automakers by vehicle sales. Acts in most countries outside the U.S. via wholly owned subsidiaries, operates in China through 10 joint ventures. I just want to see one of the largest IPOs, shed several brands, emerged from government-backed Chapter 11 reorganization. 2010 made initial an IPO that was one of the world's top five largest IPOs to date and returned to profitability later that year. The question is, did they pay back the money? Doesn't say.
That's a good question, though.
Somebody did. I think it may have, let's say, lawsuit. They saved $12 million. $51 billion taxpayer money has gone to the GM bailout. Until December 10, 2013, they recovered $39 billion from selling its GM stake. The final cost
Since
of the bailout.
They've recovered $39
mm-hmm.
billion. Okay.
They said the final cost of the GM bailout to the taxpayers is $12 billion. $10.5 billion for General Motors, $1.5 billion for former GM financing GMAC, now known as Alley. The bailout saved 1.2 million jobs and preserved $34.9 billion in tax revenue.
Hmm.
So they still owe basically about, they said the $12 billion, so that's what it cost us because the rest they gave back.
Okay.
But that's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
GM, I think you should sort of owe us, pay back the other $12 billion. I personally think. All right. GM, you owe us $12 billion, and we want to see it in the next 2 years. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, you need to reassure me that I'm not doomed. Actually, I don't think I'm doomed because these things happen, right? There's no such thing as a life without hassle. And the question is severalfold. First of all, if you know there's going to be hassle, you want it early or late? And the answer is you always want it early. You want it before rather than later because you're going to be better able to deal with it, number one. Number two, how do you deal with the hassle? And if you view it as, oh, me, you know, this, you're going to be in much more trouble than you think. Eh, stuff happens. And just sort of figure out, okay, how do I make sure that doesn't happen again? How do I fix it? Make sure that to a certain extent doesn't happen again. And there are things that are kind of inevitable, right? But there are things that aren't. And once you accept that sooner or later something's going to happen, what you have to do is figure out what are the good ways of dealing with it. So I'm not really feeling doomed. You could still call and reassure me if you wanted to. I'm whining. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We had given people, the idea is that NASA is looking, instead of sending an American flag into space, to because that does sort of smack of territoriality, to have a world flag that says, in spite of Stephen Hawking saying, don't tell them we're here because they'll come after us. I mean, I think Stephen Hawking is really bright, but I'm not sure that. Based on what, Stephen? What, you know? What? Why are we saying that? Based on what? Just getting a little older, a little crankier. I mean, what evidence do you have that says that this is at all something to anticipate? I mean, why are we assuming negative rather than positive? But I mean, if we're trying to give whoever's out there, aliens, whatever, the notion that we're friendly, maybe having a world flag, although I'm not sure that a world flag is necessarily going to deter somebody from territorial aims if that's what they're after. But so are you good at design, Manny, or not?
It's not one of my strengths. My sister's very artistic and creative, yeah. So that would be a better question to ask her.
So we need to have her design the flag. Yeah. If I were going to do it, I would do it like either... Yeah, I think the image from space of Earth has always been magical. The problem is that because I suppose you could have it kind of spread out. So what would the ones that have the maps that have got the three oblate spheroids, you know, that are spread out so you see each of the planets? I would be in favor of that. I like the Olympic thing with the five. I think that's pretty cool, even though there are seven. Yeah, the five rings. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So we have somebody who had a design. Did they design it for us or just describe it? I guess you're going to have to just describe it.
Yeah, she looks like she just described it. It's from Marie, and she says, first she says, well, I get money if someone uses this flag or does this.
Absolutely. Flag. I'm going to be your agent, kiddo. Absolutely. Done deal.
She goes... a colorful flag, hands holding hands, hugs and kisses, a tree, grass, flowers, sun, moon, sky with clouds, stars and faces of all people of all nations, children with and without disabilities, bald and the world's peace, happy and cry with me written on it. I would call it the Planet Harmony Flag. And she says, a large flag, too, I suppose.
I was going to sound kind of busy, but all right. So let's see what she got. She's got bald kids. She's got disabilities. She's got something like 186 different languages or something on the earth, which means we probably got at least, you know, I suppose if we just did different colored people, we've got white, yellow, red, black. What else? We could do striped. See, I'd probably do striped. It just sounds, it turns out, I'm just reading something that was talking about symbols, and it says that the most evocative symbols are simple, and everybody understands them. For example, biohazard, everybody understands what that is, every society. And there is something kind of atavistic about it that makes you go, because it's kind of looks almost like crab pincers, and it looks busy and it looks dangerous. The Red Cross... is certainly one. I suppose stars. I mean, the thing is, if Stephen Hawking is right, I'm not sure we necessarily need to make a commercial that says, oh, come here, we've got water and flowers and butterflies and Bambi and maybe not. But I don't know. I don't think I'm necessarily going to buy into that. All right. So last night, as folks know, I've gotten a bunch of emails from listeners who have said, I'm going to come to New York, what should I go see? And as most of you know, one of the reasons that I see everything, other than the fact that I truly love theater, is that I vote on the drama desk, and we had our award ceremony last night. And it was kind of, I mean, for me, it was wonderful because there were a lot of the things that I thought should win did, and so that always makes you feel very smart. You know, all right, so first of all, Hamilton did really well. And Hamilton is going to open on Broadway, I think the end of this month. So it was down at the Public Theater and was really wonderful. And as I said, won gobs, and including, let's see, all right, so let's see, we got best new play was Curious Incident of the Dog at the Nighttime, and that won a bunch of awards as well. And I thought it was wonderful. Hamilton won Best Musical. Elephant Man won Best Revival, or Best Revival of a Play. King and I won Best Revival of a Musical, which was, I mean, that was a really tight category. And we keep talking about the fact that it's been a great year in Broadway. Let's see, I just went too fast by something. Outstanding actor in a play was Alex Sharp, and I always thought that was going to be between Bradley Cooper and Alex Sharp. Alex Sharp is an 18-year-old kid who just graduating from Juilliard. He's wonderful in it. Helen Mirren won for Best Actress. That was also a very tight category. Outstanding actor was Robert Fairchild, American in a musical, as Robert Fairchild, American in Paris, and it was terrific. Actress was Kristen Chenoweth. That was a pretty tight category as well. Featured actor, K. Todd Friedman, Airline Highway. He was good. I mean, all these are wonderful. Christian Borle, who is one of my favorite actors, won for Something Rotten playing Shakespeare. And I loved Something Rotten. It's just silly, smart, fun. And Christian Borle was also wonderful in Peter Pansky. No, it wasn't Peter Pansky. Finding Neverland. No, Finding Neverland is the recent one. What's the one about Peter and Starcatcher? It was Peter Pansky. And Hamilton just won gobs and gods of things for Best Director, Best Choreography, certainly that everybody knew was going to win American Paris. Lin-Manuel Miranda won for music. He also won for lyrics. He also won for Outstanding Book of a Musical. So basically, there are going to be some plays that are going to close because they didn't do well. But go get your tickets, and if you can get them in previews, you'll pay a little bit less for it for Hamilton. It's really terrific. You'll enjoy the daylights out of it. It's worth your time, worth your money. 855, basically a lot of stuff is. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.